This episode of TMS is brought to you by SendPro from Pitney Bowes. SendPro has three times the features of Stamps.com at one-third the price. Visit pb.com/TMS and learn more, and try a 90-day free trial. After that, you get SendPro for only $5 a month. That's pb.com/TMS. And support for the show comes from Kind. That's K-I-N-D, makers of healthy and delicious snacks. To try 10 different flavors of Kind bars for $10 and get $10 off your second order, go to kindsnacks.com/TMS. That's kindsnacks.com/TMS. All right, ready?
Yes.
Coming up on TMS, N17 came and N17 went.
Guys, I will be right back.
Glitter, don't go there.
Fire festival guy busted.
Sat on my gun.
Hot pockets are great weapons.
Why do these always sound like they go together at the end? It's weird.
They really do, yeah.
Making things with Bill.
Like hot pockets. Jury duty and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
But everything seems so, well, odd. I'm not even sure I know who I am. Well, we can certainly straighten you out on that. You're Bill Turner, 822 West Maple Street, and you're in the hardware and sporting goods business.
A what?
The Morning Stream. That's my safety word.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the returning episode of TMS for July 4th, Independence Day, for those of us in the United States of America, 2017. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Ibbett. Hello, Brian.
Hello!
I still have your stink on me.
I don't see how, because like we were talking about before pre-show, You and I hardly get to spend any time together.
I know, I hate that. We had, yeah. I could probably count it on my hand,
We had a moment in the elevator.
Yeah, we had that when we first got there. That was cool.
Right.
And then later, you and I were at the... I'm thinking of Saturday. So I'm trying to think on Thursday, there was meet and greet moments, a couple of moments out there.
Sure.
And then Friday was just nonstop crazy. So we, obviously we had stuff on stage.
The TMS morning thing, yes.
Yeah, and then your game show in the afternoon. But outside of that, we never had a meal together or anything the entire event.
No.
And then at the end of... Saturday, we had a photo op up in a hotel room.
Right.
Nothing. Don't think anything weird. Everybody was fine. anything weird. It was just a group shot of all the producers. And then the most time we got to spend together was as opposing team era. I guess opposing rivals or whatever in a board game during the big board game palooza thing.
Yes, during Captain Sonar. Right.
Which I would like to just say felt good to win because. We got so handily destroyed in the final round of All-Stars.
So you needed a win, is what you're saying.
I really needed a win. That was a frustrating defeat. However, congratulations to the other team. Well done, jury. And who was there? Bill and Patrick. And who was their other guy?
Terpster.
How could I forget him?
Yeah.
The guy that somehow got you to drop an F-bomb in the middle of that
Right. Thing. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's... It's like... Come on. I worked for 2 months on this thing. Let me say it.
Yeah, let you explain it. Was it for the minifigs? The Funko Pops.
Exactly.
So I know I said this a bunch of times there, and for those who didn't go or hear the stream or have any idea what I'm talking about, or by the way, heard it I guess I didn't put up the game shows on the feed yesterday. That was just the morning thing. But if you haven't heard me say it, let me say again. We all knew Brian Ibbett did a really good job with All-Stars in the years past. Always interesting, always good. Every year seems better than the last. But this year, I felt like you have been hiding from me the fact that you've had a team of 5 or 6 people working on this or something. And that you've had a full corporation. You've got an LLC going with how to make game shows. The variety, just the sheer amount of, this is a thing now? Like the pop toy thing alone was like this. I would have never thought of that idea. It's an amazing idea. It was such a good idea, and I was so happy to get mine right. I was shocked that I got it right.
I was amazed you got yours.
You know what I thought it was? It was between him and Tom Petty, because the only two that wear that hat are those two guys. So I was almost sure.
Well done. Yeah. Yeah. No. So the that pop toy, your Funko Pop deal, was came out of the 3D printer issues I've been having. Right. So originally,
Yeah.
And you can, I'll show this on the feed, but originally you guys were going to be feeling stuff like this.
Oh, look, the symbol for Prince.
The symbol for Prince.
Yeah.
And this logo right here.
Oh, for Rat. Oh my gosh, that's amazing too. That's such a good idea.
I was in the process of printing all of the, here's Slipknot. I was in the process of 3D printing band logos and symbols.
Yeah.
And I was going to have you guys all blindfolded and trying to figure out what they said. And my 3D printer died on me while I was printing the double FFs of Foo Fighters. And by the way, now I'm starting, you know how I was raving about how good support is with the BQ Witbox and how great they are? And despite the fact that it's smoke signals because they're in Spain and basically we get one message each day. It's like we're talking to Deadwood.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally. You know what it's like? It's like we're talking to Frequency. It's like we're talking to Dennis Quaid from 40 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. It's like subspace communication. It takes like 4 days for the next ship to get your damn message. I totally get it.
Right.
Why exactly. Is it turned on? Is it all poop now? They're no good now?
Well, so they, and we'll get back to talking about All Stars in a second, but yeah, so I was working with one person and they said, okay, yeah, it makes sense. It sounds like there's a break in one of the wires in the wire chain, which makes total sense because when the wire chain is stretched out and it's printing on the left side of the bed, no problem. Yeah. When the wire chain is bent over here, no problem. But when the wire chain is in one specific spot because the extruder is in the middle of the bed, it doesn't print. And that makes perfect sense to me. It's like, okay. And when I wiggled those wires in there, oh, that temporarily solved it, but then it kind of also broke it a little bit more. So yep, that totally makes sense. And they were in the process of saying, okay, we're going to get you sent out a new wire chain.
Yeah.
Then I don't know if it suddenly had to go escalated to another tech support person.
Yeah.
And their name is Jossenver. I think that's how you pronounce it. It's Jossenver.
It doesn't sound very Spanish. Name. Is it Spanish? It must be.
I've never heard that name before. But
Dutch Jossenver. Or something.
Jossenver or something like that.
Yeah.
And you know, all of a sudden the troubleshooting techniques go from, hey, wiggle the wire in there and then move the extruder to the middle spot and try it again, to, all right, take a multimeter and disassemble the whole extruder and then place the multimeter on the first and fourth wires on the motor and let me know the resistance in ohms. It's like, what? How did we go? Do you know I'm like bald fat podcaster dude. I'm not like Joe wiring and technology and stuff.
I'm not slim, full-headed hair
exactly.
Electronics man. I understand, sure.
Exactly. Like, and that was, you know, one of four things that they had me do. And so I did it all, right? I like took that. I went out and bought a multimeter.
Yeah.
I also disassembled the extruder. I've got it all in pieces over there on the table. I don't know how I'm ever going to put this damn thing back together. And then I took the motor, which I'll show you right here in my hand, and I plugged it into the X-axis cables, and it turns just fine. So that tells me, okay, motor's fine. The X-axis wires are fine.
Yeah.
So it still has to be that break in the chain. And then I get an email this morning. Yep, from our troubleshooting, we have determined that it is a problem with your motor. We can send you a new motor for free. We'll send you a free motor, but shipping will cost $49, American.
Really?
Or you can go and buy one locally if you want.
Like, well, how do you buy one locally? Is it just a normal? It's
an
average motor.
It's a pretty normal stepper motor.
Oh, okay.
But I'm 100% sure that it's not the motor. I can turn the motor with the cables. The motor turns and it goes just fine, just totally fine.
It'd be $49 for that's a bad troubleshoot.
$49 and shipping from Spain, which means a couple weeks before I see this thing.
Oh yeah, no, you'll. I mean, and you have a high rate of that stuff getting all weird in customs.
Who knows? Exactly. Yeah. And then, what do you know? It still doesn't work. Well, guess it might be the wire chain after all.
Well, you know what the lesson is here.
Yeah.
No one expects the Spanish Inquisition. No.
I know. I'm really... So Taz, Aleph Objects, or I think that's how it's pronounced, Aleph Objects, they're based in Loveland. That's like an hour north of me. And they make the Taz Lulzbot 6, which Steven Schleicher has, a bunch of people have.
They should call it a Taz Dingo is what they should call
it. It's a really, the whole thing, Lulzbot. It's just, come on, you guys got to come up with a better name for a 3D printer if it's making little lulls.
But it's supposed to be good, like a quality product.
Really high quality. 3D printing nerd said it's an excellent machine. It's got a a nice build plate and all that stuff. Yeah. And if I ever have problems, I can just pop it in the car and drive up north and probably, you know, have it fixed in an hour. Yeah. They do so they do free walkthroughs on Friday. I think I'm gonna go this coming Friday and take a little tour of the facility, and then I'm gonna pull somebody aside and say, so here's the deal. I'm having problems with Witbox. They suck, and they're in Spain. You guys are right here. I can see my house from here. What can you do for me? What kind of deal? I have a voice that can reach dozens of people.
Yeah, just think of the exposure I could give. I think that's a good. I think you should do that. Why not?
I do want to go up and see them and say, yeah, I'm just not happy with my Witbox, but
you're a guy who's out of his heroin too. You need your fix. You gotta get up. You gotta get it going.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really tempted. If they say they're not gonna replace the wire chain,
yeah,
I think I'm just going to take it upon myself to do those little 3M connector deals and replace that cable and the wire chain myself.
Yeah. I mean, what's the worst? Well, I guess worst case is it breaks your warranty, right?
Worst case, it will definitely break my warranty.
Mm. And that sucks because your warranty is already tenuous. I mean, it is. Not much
and
they can do
I've only
there.
Got, it's July. I bought it November 2015, a 2-year warranty. So I've got, 4 months left on my warranty. So it's okay if I break it.
Yeah.
It's okay. I only have 4 months left on it anyway.
Yeah.
And if they, if I find out for sure they're just not going to help me, then there we go. Anyway, okay. First
world tech problems. That's what we got.
Totally. Back to the, so that was the whole reason I switched over to the Funko Pops. I thought, you know what? Let's do Funko Pops. And I need to, I brought them all back with me.
Yeah.
But I'm going to, I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do.
Okay. You could probably get some DNA off a couple of those. I'm just saying.
I could. Yeah. I could get some DNA.
Because we really worked them.
You're the only person here who listens to the show. Only person on that stage. I'm going to sign every one of them and say thank you for being part of the Frog Pants All-Stars. I'm going to mail them to each of the contestants. So jury's question of, do I get to keep this? Can I keep my Batman?
Wait, jury said that? Oh, you mean Terpster did?
I'm sorry, Terpster said that. Did I say jury?
You did.
I'm sorry.
No. I was just trying to picture him as like kind of Cockney. And it doesn't work in my head. It clashes. I can't figure it out.
In his narwhal suit.
Mm.
So yeah, Terpster, I'm going to send. I get keep this. Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. I'll get my Batman.
That's great. So I love that. That's awesome. They were really cool, you guys. You should have seen it. My whole point being, just you killed it. Ryan killed it. It was that's why you want to hurry up and go over to that Patreon of ours and figure out what it is we need to do to unlock that game show thing, because I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. So where are we at? I feel like we could.
We're close. Plus, when were we going to adjust it? We were going to adjust something, and we never did or got busy or something.
We were going to say, come up with a really smart, intelligent number.
Yeah, it was going to be like, hey, we're right here now, but what if it was this? And then you guys go, yeah, I can do that. And then boom, suddenly we're competing. You guys are part of it. We got Frog Pants All-Stars people. Like, if you haven't experienced it, it's just a riot. It's a highlight of that show.
And I feel comfortable so that we maybe 7,500 is the number we could almost get behind.
Yeah, that feels all right. All right. If we can get there, it would make sense. It's a chunk of, the thing is, I know the kind of work it took you because I was there and I'm like, good Lord, this is not easy. And then you still have to deal with us when we're butts because we're all up there being very competitive and we're all kind of boners about losing. Some of us worse than others. I won't use any names or anything, but it's been true since year one. And so not only you have to put up with all that, but you got to make the whole thing. So anyway, it's damned impressive.
You guys were friendly butts up there. It was never a point where I was like, I never want to have this person play another Frog Pants All-Stars game ever.
Friendly butts. I will today have all of the video, the raw footage that was shot and streamed of the actual panels, including the All-Stars panels, up on, they're on YouTube already, but I'll have links at nerdtacular.com today if you want to go see those.
Yes.
I got a question for you, though.
I was going to say, there was one point.
Yeah. This was hilarious. Let me tell you from my perspective. We're all sitting at the tables. We're up there ready to play, and we're playing, and we're already a couple of rounds in.
Right.
And then Brian goes,
name that nerd.
Yeah, and Brian just goes, I need everybody to do whatever.
Hey, we're gonna take a quick break.
Yeah, I have to take a break, and we're like, "What's going on?" You like, I forgot a prop, and you said it was up in the hotel room. And now imagine we've got a 700 seat hall full of people all watching this. And my thought was, "Oh no, what could it be?" And then you ran upstairs to get it. Now, what happened while you were gone? I want to just briefly mention was magical.
It totally was. I went back and watched that yesterday, and I told you, via text that I was laughing so hard, tears were streaming from my eyes. It was such a great moment.
It was so funny. Oh my gosh.
Glad I inadvertently caused.
We sang Oh Canada. We sang a bunch of other songs. We tried to do Queen.
Bohemian Rhapsody, yeah. Spice Girls.
It was great. It was really fun, and it was the perfect people on stage for it. So what you probably saw at the time as a goof turned out to be a great moment. But anyway, so where did you go? I want to know what happened.
So, and it's funny because on the video, you can see the exact moment that I realized that I don't have those Funko Pops with me, because I'm standing there. We're just finishing up the scoring of Name That Nerd, and I look down, and then I look behind me, and then it's like the look on my face is like, oh, crap. There's no way we can go forward without the actual Funko Pops to play the Funko Pop game.
Yeah.
So I make the announcement. I say, all right, I'm going to take blah, blah, blah. I'm going to get out of here. Yeah. You guys have a sing-along, and then you started, your wheel will rock you. And then I ran across the stage, up the stair, or out the door. People in the hallway are like, hey, what are you doing? You know, there are a couple of people out, the vendors and stuff.
Right.
Go down the ramp, around the corner, over to that little bank of elevators. I push the button. Just a few seconds, and all right, great. Elevator opens up. I hop in. I've got the elevator myself. Hit the button. Push number 4 for the fourth floor. All right. Doors close. And it stops immediately.
Oh, no.
It goes from level B to level C.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't heard this before. This is crazy. All right.
Opens up. And it's like a John Hughes movie. A little old lady comes in, and she walks over to the elevator panel, the button panel, and says, oh, no. Which floor did I need to go to again? It's almost like it was freaking scripted. Like you know, it's Clara Peller basically, you know, can't see over the steering wheel, and Ferris Bueller's running, running alongside. The parents are going to catch him.
Oh, my gosh. I had no idea this happened. This is amazing.
Like, oh, 9. Where's 9? And I really felt like just reaching over and smacking my hand on the buttons all around 9. I'm going to hit 9 in that smack. I'm going to get 8, 10, whatever. Yeah. I'm not going to hit anything below 4.
Yeah, all the other numbers, you're going to get splash damage on the other numbers.
Right, exactly. But by golly, I know 9's going to be in that mess.
Yeah.
But then I'd also have to sit in the elevator with her for 2 or 3 more floors.
Oh my gosh.
So finally, she pushes her button, the door closes, goes back up, opens on my floor. Oh, thank God. I run out. I'm like, as I'm running to the door, I'm pulling my card out of my pocket, making sure it's my card, not Tristan's card. Swipe it in the door, run in there. I remember where this box is. It's right here. Grab it. Go back out the door. Back over the elevator bank. Hit the button. Again, door opens.
Yeah.
And there's somebody in it this time.
Oh no!
It's a nice quick wait. Somebody's in there, and it's one of our Nerdtacular people.
Okay.
And she's like, "Oh great! I was just talking to my husband, who's already there in the audience, and I texted him to say she was bringing her son down."
Yeah.
She's like, "Oh, has All Stars started yet?" And he texted back and said, "Well, it was going, and then Brian had to leave." And so she said, can we take a quick selfie here in the elevator? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Why not?
Well, why not?
So as we're heading back down, she takes a selfie and sends it back to her husband. Look who I found in the elevator.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Again, it stops at level C. You know, on my way down to B, we're both on our way down to B. Yeah. The door opens, and I kid you not, there are 8 women with pull-on bags and one of those big carts and all, you know, everybody getting ready to get on the elevator.
Where were they going? Down?
Well, and that's what I said. You guys aren't going. Like, they were about to come in and said, you're not going down, are you? Oh, no, we're going up. And then probably the look on my face of relief, she's like, oh, I could tell you're happy about that.
He's like, you have no idea.
No poker face at all, apparently.
They had no idea how happy you were that they were not going down. So, yeah, you were quick. Either that or we were just so entertained with our dumb singing.
I was quick. It was, I think it was like 3-4, well, maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah, but it was pretty impressive, actually, that you did.
And then came running back in, box hoisted over my head.
You were so winded. You were like just wheezing.
I know. And so I'm still trying to catch my breath. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, got these. Tina, can you hand out blindfolds to everybody? And Tripster goes, oh, are we going to be feeling these Funko Pops and telling you what they are with blindfolds on?
And you said, could you let me effing explain whatever you said? Yes. Oh my gosh. You guys have to watch the video. It's really, really funny.
And then off screen, I get a yellow flag thrown at me by I'm the person who gets a yellow card for my own damn game.
Couple of great Fletcher referee moments in that entire thing. It was great. It was really fun. Total blast. Carter. So I want, this is a little thing I want to mention. Carter and Tristan, your son Tristan, my daughter Carter, have always been the scorekeeper. So they stand there with a couple of scorecards, and then they change the score as we go. And they've been doing this since 2011.
Right.
So it's this, you know, grand 6 year plus tradition. And I didn't know this, but Carter's never been on the score side that has lost the finals.
Oh, really?
Or any game. She's never been in a game, any of the playoffs level stuff or the final games where the team she's scoring for lost. And I didn't know that until Saturday. And she came up to me, she goes, "Dad, I think there's maybe a curse or something." I said, "What are you talking about?" She goes, "Well, I don't believe in curses, but I've never been on the losing team for scoring, ever. Well, not even once. Even yesterday where we won by 1 point, it was on her side." And so when I found out we were on Tristan's side and not Carter's side, my heart sank a little because I thought, either this is going to prove all this wrong or we're in trouble. And sure enough, Carter was on the side that won again. So her entire time, perfect win streak the entire time.
That's crazy because she's always on that side. So that almost just seems like it's that side of the stage always wins.
Yep, like there's some kind of weird mojo over there. And you employed wizards or something to...
Crazy.
To bless the place. But, man, what a lot of fun that was. I know everybody there had fun, but I had so much fun this year. Just a total blast. The only problem with this year, and it's always kind of a problem, but again, it's just I was pulled so many directions so much and so often that I just never got to spend more than 5 minutes with anyone. But I spent but I talked to everybody, which is great. You know?
Yes. Yeah, I feel like anybody who wanted to talk to me, I talked to everybody who wanted to talk to me. And it's something that would keep happening, sadly, is that I'd be talking to somebody and then someone would come over and say, "Hey, there's only like a minute left. We need you for this over here. Can you come back?" And I'd say, "Okay, I'll be right back." And I'd go over and do the other thing. And then before I could get back to the person I was talking to, I got pulled into another direction. So if I was talking to you and we got interrupted and I never came back, I apologize. Yeah. I know that happened with Nova.
Oh, Nova.
Nova's son.
Nova's kid is awesome.
He is so awesome.
Yeah.
And does such great impersonations. It's like, all right, dude, you got to keep working on that. And
Philip,
and
I think.
Into some,
isn't it Philip? Philip.
Yep. That's right.
What a cool kid. He is dying to do some cool creative stuff. Here's the problem he's got. You want to know what I think his problem is? I know they're listening right now. So, Philip, if you're listening, here's what I think your problem is. And I kind of told him this there. So, this may help somebody else. He's 16 now. When I met him 2 years ago, he was, let's say, in that awkward stage. You know, you're just, puberty's a weird thing. You're just kind of stumbling through it. Now, he is a handsome, tall, good-looking lady magnet.
Yep.
Like, for reals. And that's going to be your big distraction. Big distraction is going to be...
He looks like a handsome version of Rami Malek from Mr. Robot.
Oh, well put. That's extremely well said, actually. I think you kind of nailed it. Well, he's absolutely that, and so he's going to have that. He's going to have girls coming around all the time because that's life. He wants to do a bunch of YouTube stuff and recording stuff and other things, and my advice to him is just go for it and try to ignore all these ladies, except maybe on the weekends or whatever, you know?
And then do the podcasting on the weekends.
He's a cool kid, though. His parents are cool,
too. I'm going to do one other quick clarification, too, because this came up a few times with people that I talked to over the weekend.
Yeah.
That really was... Denise Crosby. That really was Tasha Yar.
Oh,
I
never not believed it. Who didn't believe it?
I know. There were people who didn't believe it. They're like, because with my setup, the little thing that I put before that, which I had written and done before I got the video from Denise Crosby, which is amazing. It sounds like, here it is 12 hours before, and I still haven't received anything. So people assumed, I think, that he never received anything. So basically, he just had a woman hold a camera and go back and forth between Tasha Yar and Steel Action Figures.
Right. So
It really was her. It really honestly was her.
She was just off camera. She chose to do that. Who knows? Bad makeup day or who knows why. But it was. I never once questioned it. The only thing I questioned was, let me put it this way. With direction, she's a better actress than she is with just her phone and a couple of action figures.
Well, why she didn't want to be on camera, why she didn't put herself on camera just stymies me. It's like, I'm asking you because you're freaking Denise Crosby. You're freaking no treaty, no vaccine, no Lieutenant
Tasha
Yar.
Yeah, exactly. You're Tasha Yar. You got killed by a trash bag. Come on.
Exactly. Why wouldn't people want to see your face?
Yeah. And then Brian showed these really long, I would call excruciatingly violent imagery of her in the beginning. And at some point I was like, oh my gosh, like I don't even remember this scene in Dexter.
Oh, Dexter, right, yeah.
That was rough.
Yeah, she's Dexter's first kill.
That's right. She's the, and didn't he follow her through time or something? Like it was over time or something that he,
no. I forget. Well, how it went. Sort of. Like it was when he was just figuring out about his dark passenger.
Yeah.
That he kind of stalked her a little bit and killed her, but...
Yeah, it was weird. But anyway, I'd forgotten how good she was in Walking Dead. She was really incredible in that scene.
She was so good. And I couldn't cut that scene short. It's such a great scene.
No,
and
it's incredible. It's really good.
It was a little bit long.
It's
but,
perhaps the highlight of that season for me, honestly. I thought it really culminated well. So, anyway. We had her there. That was a thing. Thank you, everybody, once again, for coming, who came. So many TMS listeners. Good Lord. We asked, in my opening thing, I said, how many TMS listeners out there? And I think every hand went up. Like, it felt like it. It may not have been every hand, but my gosh. And I remember asking that question in, like, 2011, 2012, after the show was kind of new. And, you know, smattering of people. Not that many. A great smattering, but not a huge number. But this was overwhelming TMS support. And so just huge thanks to everybody who came. I got one quick complaint and then a nice thing, hopefully a nice thing to say about one of our own. The complaint I want to make is people are firing off fireworks. In fact, right now I just heard another one pop off.
Jeez.
F you guys, knock it off. I understand you're excited, but last night at 1 o'clock, it was not the 4th of July here. And in my state, we have two fireworks days. We have this and we have statehood day on the 24th. Or whatever it is, Pioneer Day. And they do it all over again. So freaking hold your pee, okay? Relax. You don't have to be popping those off in the middle of the night. I got two dogs with me because Taylor's up at Park City with Dylan. So their dog's with us. Our dog's with us. They're both going, yurr, all night because people are out popping off fireworks. Save it for tonight!
Yeah, exactly. Or just go and enjoy them somewhere where professionals are doing it.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
Learn the lesson of... Nine Finger Johnny or whatever the name of the song that Fallen Storm performed. Yeah.
Exactly. That was a good lesson. And also, here's this. You were here in June, and you'll have to admit, Brian, because you drove, you know.
Yeah.
It's drier than it's supposed to be in June.
Oh, it's so brown. It's funny because when you drive that stretch, it's like, oh, wow, golf course. And it looks so... It's like a lush tropical rainforest compared to the ground around it.
Yeah, it's like a weird mirage when you see those things. And it's like this in August. We're used to that. It's not like this in June. So it's hot, it's dry in the valley, and it's way easier to blow shit up. So don't set fires. I mean, the area I'm in, the actual daybreak area, it is not legal to have fireworks of this sort at any time of the year, let alone when it's dry. And people are still popping them off. So two things, stop doing it, and the cops enforce the law, you buttholes. All right. Probably my weird neighbor does it, for all I know.
Yeah, right.
Then finally, just thinking about Jim Harper, a.k.a. Johnny Feisty. He's been in the community for a very, very long time. If you listen to The Instance like way back, you'll know that name. You hear Johnny Feisty. Oh, yeah, I remember Johnny Feisty's name.
Juicy Melon Jim, he sometimes goes by.
Last week, and in the hubbub of everything, I didn't actually hear about it till I got home. I don't know how he missed it, but his wife passed away, and we're heartbroken for him. She died way too young, and I don't know all the details except that I know he is just shattered about this, and I want him to know that we're thinking about him. He's a big part of this community. That is, you know, nobody should have to go through that. I mean, we're all going to have to go through this one day, but this is too young. She was only 50, and if you look at pictures of them, they're just like the happiest, nicest couple ever.
Yeah.
I did hear back from him. I reached out and just asked if there was anything any of us could do. And I think right now they're just sort of, you know, mourning and trying to figure out what to do. But be thinking about Johnny Feisty. If you have him as friend on Facebook, he was always very friendly with people on Facebook. So he's already in the tadpole on that stuff. Just let him know you're thinking about him. Share your thoughts, your prayers, whatever it is you want to share with Jim. And we hope he's okay. All right.
For sure.
Yeah. What's his name? Can come back on, come and listen to the podcast again. What's his name?
Oh, Bob Pedersen. We haven't heard from Bob Pedersen in a while.
I kind of secretly.
Still out there, Bob?
Secretly hope we are going to run into Bob Pedersen at Nerdtacular. Oh,
yeah, it's going to be like trench coat. He opens the trench coat. It's like, you know, two of those guns with the bang flags on them. And
and also shout out to Carrie, who really laid it out on Saturday. That was something else.
For sure.
Really, really, how do I put this? Put into sharp relief why the community is so awesome.
That's great seeing Connor and Sarah.
Yeah, that was a huge moment.
Colin and Sarah.
Yeah, what a cute kid that kid is. Oh my
God, he really is. Yeah, they both are. Just really.
It's a good family.
With it.
Tight knit.
Really good family.
Yep. Yep. Sticks together. You like
Boston,
to see that.
You lucky bastards, you're getting Cleo.
Oh, Boston. Yeah, that's right. They're moving there.
Yeah, wicked lucky out there in Boston.
She seems like she will handle the rough world of Boston just fine, knowing Cleo.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, before we get on to the news, I want to remind you guys how great Kind Bars are. Have you tried a Kind Bar? You've probably seen them at your local grocery store, coffee shop, or gym. My gym's got a load, like racks of the stuff. They make delicious, healthy snacks using whole ingredients you can recognize and pronounce yourself. It's good for people like me. It's a great snack to grab on the go, or as a guilt-free indulgence. Need those once in a while. If you're ready to try some tasty and healthy snacks, we have a very special deal for you. For only $10, you get a box with 10 Kind snacks inside, including free shipping. That's a $20 value that you're getting right there, just for $10. When you order the sample box, you also get to try Kind Snack Club, where you receive monthly snacks at a discount, starting off with $10 off your first Snack Club order. So again, another $10 off. You shouldn't have to choose between your health and taste when it comes to snacking. And that is why both award-winning chefs and nutritionists love and recommend Kind Bars. I tried their 10 snack sample box and loved it. Ooh, I really like the dark chocolate nuts and sea salt. And I don't even like dark chocolate normally. There's something about these, though. It's the perfect mix. To pick up your sample box today, go to kindsnacks.com/TMS. That's kindsnacks.com/TMS. Do it today. You won't be sorry. All right. Well, that's catching everybody up. We've got you all caught up now.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna now leave. You know everything.
Yeah, except for the news. It's the news brought to you by.
Brought to you by Pitbull Tongue. There really is nothing like it at 3 a.m.
Yep. Yep. Izzy jumped on the bed, heard the fireworks, freaked out, jumped up and licked me up the face. So.
Oh.
Yeah, that felt real good.
Tina may have called the police on one of our neighbors that was setting it off at 11 o'clock, 11:30 at night, Sunday night. Sunday night! July 2nd.
You probably have noise ordinances and stuff, right?
Well, they're also illegal.
Oh, there's that. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's that.
And so she's like, yeah, we know the street. We don't know the exact address, but here's the street. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead and do what right. You guys do.
It's a house that's kind of back, you know, kind of backs up to our house on another block. So it's not crazy neighbor who people would probably expect this from. And it's not the Russians.
Right. That's why pot's good. Crazy neighbor stays indoors now.
That's right. Exactly. Makes his own fireworks.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, here's a good story to get your news day kicked off. I've been looking forward to this. Just a good old-fashioned TMS. I feel like we missed so many of them in last week. It just feels good. Don't put glitter in your hoo-ha. this is a real deal.
Do we need to tell people this?
Well, apparently, because gynecologists are warning against a bizarre new trend. So, trend, I'll take him at their word that it's actually happening, which sees women inserting glitter-filled capsules into their vagina. Concern that it could have potentially dangerous side effects. Really? Potentially?
Yeah. Huh.
Weird. Well. Weird. An online retailer is selling controversial capsules designed to glitter bomb your bits, proving that the unicorn trend has officially peaked. Wait, what does that have to do with unicorns? I don't get that.
I think it inadvertently makes the guy look like he's My Little Pony character. And let's just leave it at that.
Oh, that reminds me. When stuff on this show gets said and it shows up on the Scott Proclaims account, That person was there at Nerdtacular, but I still don't know who they are. Do you know who it is?
Them. No, I never saw them.
They were taking pictures. They were there. They were on site. Some people know who it is, and I still don't, and they won't. No one will tell me. It was the weirdest mystery thing of the day, of the weekend, is that I couldn't find the Scott Proclaims account master. Huh. That weirded me out. If you guys aren't following that on Twitter, follow it, because it's not just dumb stuff I say. It's he has other words for it. It'll be like Dunaway declares, and then
right.
a quote
Ibit,
from Dunaway.
Ibit
interjects, exactly. He gets a lot in 120 or 140 characters. It's impressive. Anyway, essentially created to make your... I can't read this on the air. All right.
It's junk.
The paragraph is uncomfortable for me. The Pretty Women Incorporated website says the capsules are just enough to make your lover feel that you're Yara. What's that?
I don't know. It's a term meaning water lady or a little butterfly.
Okay. Is what all vaginas are supposed to look, feel, and I can't read the rest.
I was looking ahead. I'm like, is he really going to say
that? I'm not
going
to do it. I can't do it. Soft. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Nope. According to the site, they sold out of the Passion Dust Intimacy capsules in a matter of days. Sorry, parents. Honestly, I feel bad I'm reading any of this.
Right. Yeah.
A growing number of gynecologists are warning this bizarre new trinket actually lead to dangerous infections. So, duh. Duh. Of course it freaking will.
You'll get no vaccine, no treaty, and no Yara.
Lieutenant Yara.
There's Lieutenant Yara.
Come to the bridge, Lieutenant Yara.
I can't. There's glitter in my pants.
Remember the fire festival thing that all fell apart and was a big mess and everything?
Like, a lot of people basically just got stuck on an island with emergency tents and cheese sandwiches.
Yeah, that's basically it. And everybody was pissed. All the bands dropped out. Blink 182 jumped out. Some of the planes got stranded. People literally got stranded. They couldn't get off the island.
Right.
Tickets were like $2,500. It was supposed to be this high-end, expensive, rich people thing, and it turned out to be a complete bomb. Well, the founder of that disastrous fire festival deal has been arrested and charged with fraud. One of the organizers of the fire festival has been arrested. His name is, let's see, this happened in U.S. District, the Southern District of New York's U.S. Attorney's Office. Billy McFarland was arrested Friday in New York and accused of making false representations to investors in his company Fire Media LLC. And in a luxury music festival that had been set to take place in the Bahamas over two weekends in April and May. William McFarland promised a life-changing music festival, but in actuality delivered a disaster, says Kim. Thanks to investigative efforts by the FBI, McFarland will now have to answer for his crimes. He's 25. Wow. He appeared Saturday before a judge and was released from jail on a $300,000 bond, according to Variety magazine.
I haven't looked at this guy yet, but... Yeah. I'm going to assume he's wearing a white Dolce & Gabbana hat that still has the sticker on it.
Yeah.
Has a bunch of gold chains and maybe is flashing some sort of peace sign or something with his hands.
Probably. So, shirt unbuttoned.
Now I'm
going to
go
bit.
Look at the photos. Is there a photo of him on
I don't know if we got a photo of this guy or not. We should check here.
There's the cheese sandwiches. The delicious styrofoam.
Oh, yeah. Look at this, chat. Here, let me pull this up for you. You got to see this. Okay, so
gourmet
that,
meals.
Look at this. Look at these like folding chairs, and it's like a camp. It's not even a. Oh, it's so bad for the money. Look at that.
Oh, there's Billy McFarland. Yep.
We got a picture
there's
of him.
There's no doubt. If you scroll down, it's that Rolling Stone.
Yep,
tweet.
That's
him.
I was just going to talk about how that shirt was going to be a little low, a little fuzz was going to be sticking out.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the dude definitely owns a white Dolce & Gabbana baseball cap.
Big time. You know, my favorite part of this, though, is if I'm being honest, is. Right between all this text is a Diablo 3 Rise of the Necromancer advertisement, which is awesome.
Oh, really? I got Safeway USDA Choice Reefer by Steak. So apparently it's painting with our colors.
Yeah. Too bad. Cool. I already bought that game or that expansion, and you already bought pot. So what are they doing? Yeah, look at that. Look at that luxury food. Holy shit.
That is the best.
That is two pieces of bad bread with cheese on it.
Right.
And a wad of salad that looks terrible.
The sandwich isn't even assembled. It's like...
It's just thrown in there. Oh, this is so bad. Yeah. We got to remember this. We never forget, you guys. Never forget. The Fire Festival was a nightmare.
You know, I feel like you, Sales Geek and Corinne, could do a much better Fire Festival.
I guarantee it.
This guy could.
So here's one of the comments from Dave. So Dave Michael and Corinne, obviously, who are there, but Dave Michael, who came and brought his wife this year, we got to meet Brenda. She's very, very nice.
Yes.
And
she's a Pokemon Go player too, Scott.
Oh, big time. In fact, I love that. I'd come into the hall there before a thing, and every phone is up and every phone is playing Pokemon.
There was a gym you could get to right from the area outside the ballroom, and so there were battles between Valor and Mystic back and forth, taking that gym and fighting and taking the gym back. Yeah. And
that was really cool to see, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Proof that that thing still has gas to go.
Totally does. If you ever want to get back in, Scott, I will help you get your Pokemon in shape. I'll tell you what you need to do to be ready to do raids.
You'll slide into my DMs, as the kids say. I don't know what that means.
Sure.
I think what all that means is send me a DM on Twitter, I think is all that
means.
Oh,
okay, good.
But I always hear
that. I thought it was like getting a little... physical with your dungeon master.
Oh, speaking of getting physical, another little thing I learned over the weekend. So I think Nicholas made a little friend.
Oh, really?
So you know Fletcher's oldest daughter, not the tall one, but the oldest one's actually the shortest.
Right.
Like kind of like my daughter, but I don't want to say her name because I don't want to get Fletcher in trouble.
Well, we've already said his oldest daughter. I think that might be enough information for people to nail it down.
Her and Nick took a real shine to each other. She's 16, he's 17, and very cute little couple. Wow. What's funny is they all went swimming one day and found out a complete accident, did not plan this, but they had exactly matching swimsuits. Nick's trunks were this floral pattern thing he bought with Ken the other day, and Kara's swimsuit was the exact same flower pattern.
Wow.
So that's a sign of something.
My God, it's almost like the chorus to Breakfast at Tiffany's by Deep Blue Something.
So I said, what about... Yeah, exactly. Is that the
floral
song?
Floral print swimsuit. And you said, I think I like the sandwich.
We shouldn't make out because our dads will kill us. Like that. Anyway, they really, really liked each other and hung out the entire weekend. All those kids did, but...
Wow.
Yeah, I think they found one another, maybe. We'll see. Anyway...
It's like House Lannister and House Greyjoy.
Yeah. I mean, and Fletcher's kind of Lannister-y a little bit, you know.
Right. Well, he does always pay his debts.
Always
pays his debts.
He better be careful. Someone's going to shoot him on the shitter.
He's way more Tyrion than Tywin.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. So he'll shoot someone on the shitter. That's how it'll go.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know why that
might be.
Really,
might be Nick. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Not wrong, Brian. Not wrong.
Perfect lead into this next story.
Yep. Florida man sits on a gun and shoots himself in the penis. So don't worry, ladies. Too much vagina at the top. Now it's the penis.
Right.
And again, parents, I apologize. I know some of you listen to this show with your kids. I didn't mean to do this today, but, you know, whatever. We're back. Florida man accidentally shot himself in the unit
Much vagina at the top is my Go-Go's cover band.
Whoa, call Paul and Storm, tell them they missed a good one. That is a good one. I like a lot of their stuff I knew already, but they had a couple of new songs I really liked that they played the other day. I like that cover that's the new, it's like a cover of That'll
American
Be the Day
Pie.
That I Die. Oh, yeah, American Pie.
Yeah, the parody, Scott, because it's same melody, new lyrics. That actually is a parody.
Yes, for legal reasons, we will now call it a parody. But it's all Game of Thrones themed. It was really good.
Yeah, fantastic.
Florida man accidentally shot himself in the unit there. He sat down on his gun in the driver's seat of his car. Several television stations report the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office said the man ran into his girlfriend's house Friday after the gun was discharged. She saw he had a wound in his groin and then took him to the hospital where he underwent surgery. Sheriff's office says the 38-year-old man, aren't they always, has a previous conviction for cocaine possession and may now face charges of being a felon in possession of a firearm as well. So if you think you're good with your gun, maybe sitting on it is not a good thing to do.
Maybe not. Yeah, I know it's it's the cool hip trend to tuck that gun in the front of your pants, but maybe not such a good thing.
Nope. I'm going to say probably a bad thing.
Yeah.
Final story here. Because that's really all there is to say about that guy.
Yeah, exactly. Where do you go from there?
Yeah, he sat on a gun. Oh, that's the other thing I'll recommend.
Sure.
If you, I don't know if you heard this because you may have been working on stuff, but the video game panel on Saturday was amazing.
Oh, good. Yeah, I didn't get to see that or the tech panel. So yeah, those are things I'm going to watch today.
Yeah, the tech panel I missed for other stuff, and I knew some of us had probably missed that games one, but I went into that one super nervous about it because I was trying to do something different. And I don't want to spoil any of it, but let's just say we talked about the serious side of video games. We talked about the broader issues of what the public posture was toward games, say 20 years ago versus today. Wendy was up there talking the psychology of why we do this stuff in the first place. Greg Street was up there. We had Russell. We had all these people. Patrick Terpster, Garrett. I can't remember who else. Somebody else. Anyway, I guess me. I was up there. Anyways, fascinating.
I hear Wendy was Wendy was fantastic.
Yeah, she always is. She thinks she's no good at this, but she's really good at it.
Of course she is.
final story here. A thief hits officer in the head with a hockey. Sorry, I wish it was a hockey puck.
Yeah.
Hits the officer in the head with a hot pocket. According
we saw
to
this
police.
In the film The Last Dragon. Barry Gordy's The Last Dragon, didn't we?
That was
in
Doe.
The,
yeah, close.
The diner season. Scene.
Yeah, the diner season.
Oh, okay, hockey pocket.
I know, it's not cool. I literally poked you for something you said right after I said hockey pocket. Or hockey pocket.
Sounds like a Don Rickles insult.
Yeah, yeah, hockey pocket.
That
old hockey pocket. Meant some Jewish thing back in the day. Anyway, the man was arrested. Oh, it says here, a combative thief hit a, how do you say this, Puyallup. Puyallup police officer. Well, that's a mouthful. In the head with a hot pocket late Friday morning in an altercation, the department announced on Saturday. The man was arrested on suspicion of third-degree theft and resisting arrest. Here's how it went down. According to a Facebook post. And
Washington, by the way.
Oh, is that? Okay. Seattle. Yeah, it sounds like a Washington State just name thing.
Yep.
Let's see. Here we go. The man went to a store in 1100 block of North Median Street, or Meridian Street, rather, at about 11 a.m., opened a can of fuel, filling a sports drink bottle with it. He then went to steal a Hot Pocket, but the store loss prevention staff started watching the man. Is that a thing you can do? You can be a store's loss prevention staff?
Isn't that just a guy behind the counter?
Yeah, why don't they just say security guy or something?
Yeah.
Loss prevention staff. I need that to drop in the third wing of Sargeras. Anyway. He paid for the Hot Pocket and started cooking it in the deli area, taunting employees as he waited. He took the pastry, his pastry and ill-gotten fuel outside the store. Hold on a minute. Are we going to call a Hot Pocket a pastry?
Well, it is a pastry. It is a flaky crust.
Is it, though?
With something inside it. Well, it's not really a flaky crust, but it means to be.
Okay. In its purest form, in a utopian society, Hot Pockets are truly pastry-like.
It is modeled after pastries.
Okay, fair enough. It says he went outside the store. The loss prevention workers, again, tried to stop him. He assaulted them. The pally-up officer arrived to detain the man, and the officer was hit with the partially cooked pastry product during the struggle. He was arrested.
Puyallup.
That's a dumb name. I'd move out of Puyallup.
Punish props. Chinbeard is clearing that up for us.
Oh.
Puyallup.
Well,
he's probably closer to...
Does he live near there, probably?
It's closer to Olympia, because this is from the Olympian.
Oh, right.
Saw that in Olympia, Washington. But
that makes sense.
I would figure if you're in Washington, you live there, you probably know how to spell it.
Yeah, why not?
Pronounce it, I mean.
Yeah. Or spell it. Or whatever. We'll take whatever you can give us. Here's something else cool that I can give you. It's a little message from our friends at Send Pro from Pitney Bowes. Send Pro has three times the features of stamps.com at one-third the price. You guys ship stuff, right? I do. I need to be able to ship things. It's a pain. I don't want to go to the post office and do it. I want to do it simply and easily and right here from my table. Well, good thing Send Pro is around. I can print stamps from my computer, saving time and money. There are no special needs for special equipment. None of that is necessary. No more waiting in line at that post office. compare shipping rates and delivery times between USPS and other major carriers to ensure you always get the best deal when you ship packages. Print prepaid shipping labels for USPS, UPS, and more, then track those shipments using the very same easy-to-use interface. Pitney Bowes has negotiated very special rates for SendPro users, saving start at 3 cents a stamp. That's pretty good. Businesses can even mail now and pay later with flexible payment options. Here's what I want you guys to do. If you've got to ship your own stuff, and I know many of you do, I know a ton of you are like me. You got like creative endeavors and things that need to go out to people. Visit pb.com/TMS to learn more, and you'll get to sign up for SendPro for free for 90 days. That's 90 days, 3 months for free. You get a free 10-pound scale when you do that. And when that trial is over, you get SendPro for only $5 a month. Now, this special rate is good for the lifetime of your SendPro subscription. That's $5 a month for SendPro versus $15.99 a month for stamps.com. There's no question which one I want to go with. That's three times the features, one-third the price. But you can only get this deal for a limited time by going to pb.com/TMS. That's pb.com/TMS. Take advantage of this incredible offer today. I love the songs. We didn't do those at the event, so now we're back to it. So give me a song.
Sure.
What do we got?
Some indie in the middle for you.
Sure.
This is a band called Voluptuous Mors.
Ooh.
And I'm sure I'm pronouncing that right, But just dawned on me that these guys are, you know, they could probably help me with my BQ Witbox because they're in Barcelona. They could just hop on over and help BQ and solve my issue.
Sure.
Maybe they could bring me a wire chain. It's a Barcelona-based recording artist, multi-instrumentalist, and producer whose supporting vocalists were formed at the beginning of 2017. Voluptuous Mors is the producer, and you're going to hear a female vocalist on top of this. I don't think I've got in my notes who the singer is on this one, but this is fantastic. Kind of a trip hop, a little bit of Portishead with Jewel as a vocalist is probably the best description I can give you with this. Mm. This is from the album Innocence, a brand new album by Voluptuous Mors. Here is the song, Dim the Lights.
I've been a little more than you can handle. I know I apologize for all the things I did to you. Lights there alone.
Those little paint-happy bastards caught and hung up by their Buster Browns.
This is the morning stream. It's the end of the world, and I feel fine. It's the end of the world as we know it.
Oh, I miss Scott Fletcher already.
Totally.
It's good to see him. They're still driving around doing stuff.
Yeah, they built this into a whole big road trip for him.
Yeah, which is good. They did that last time. I think that turned out real good for him.
Smart.
They were in Wyoming yesterday. Lovely up there this time of year.
Some of it. Not I-80.
No,
I'll say that.
No. I-80, not so much. It's that's a rough piece of business. That's some pioneer trekking. Area stuff there
really is.
All right, well, hey, you know, it's time to do Bill.
Sure.
I know he's in there because he's been saying stuff, so let's get him in here to say some more things.
Cool. Real quick, I want to throw out a big thing. I mean, there's so many people to thank this weekend, but big thanks to Vile, who actually gave me a brown Zune.
Oh, really? You got a brown Zune?
I got a brown Zune.
Oh, my Lord. That's like saying you got, I don't know what that's like. It's Christmas.
Like saying, like, I have a case of Zima is what it's like saying.
You know, one of my favorite things about the Bill chant is that happened a lot over the weekend.
Yes. Yeah, anytime he came up on stage.
Yeah, how'd you feel?
I promote this.
Yeah, how'd you like that? Because every time you did anything, the Bill chant would start and it would fill the hall, and it was kind of amazing, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really liked
that. Big fan of that. Yeah, I like that.
It was really cool. It's Bill Duran, everybody. He's from Punish Props. He comes here on Tuesdays, and we talk about stuff he's making. We got to see some of that firsthand over the weekend. Bill, what's going on? You look great in your... And your Destiny cosplay, by the way. That was pretty rad.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. I'm home now. Drove home.
Yeah.
That was a good time.
Yeah. When'd you get home? Yesterday, I guess? No. Sunday.
Yeah, we took it easy. We drove to Boise, stayed the night there, and then drove back home yesterday.
That's not so bad. Boise's okay town. I like it there.
Yeah, they have a really legit New York pizzeria.
Yeah.
I literally picked the hotel to stay in because it was next to that pizzeria so that I could get up and have pizza for breakfast.
Wow.
Oh, dude, breakfast pizza is the best.
That's the best pizza.
Cold breakfast pizza? 100%. I'm totally on board with that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, totally. Well, good. Well, home safe and sound. It was really fun having you there. I imagine you still have things to make all the time. What'd you bring with you today? What do you got going on?
I want to talk about 3D printing today.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're going to start doing more. We do our 3D printing videos in seasons because it's a lot of extra work. But we're launching a new season of Prop 3D starting Friday, actually. We have some videos going out. But we have one specific, we're going to do a bunch of stuff, but one specific project that I want to talk about today.
All right.
Because I think it's going to be a really interesting thing for people to follow. One of the things that people ask us, they'll say, hey, Bill, I don't have a lot of money to spend on a 3D printer, but I still want to get into it. What do I get?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, the cheapest 3D printer I have is $1,000. It's not really a budget printer. So we're going to get one. Or I should say we have one. We bought one.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned this before, and it, I guess it's arrived.
It's here. It's the Anet A8. Okay. Is the printer. It cost $165 American.
Right. And
that includes shipping.
Jeez.
Like, it's astonishing
that
we can get it for that cheap. And again, comparing that to that $1,000 Dremel or the $2,000 Ultimaker that we have, that is a massive bargain.
Yeah. Well, the big question is then, when I hear about something that cheap, I have to think there's some catch. What's the catch? Is there a catch?
Well, there are many catches.
Hmm.
So
you can only print that little Marvin figure. It's the only thing you can print.
It's the whole thing is only this big. It's 2 inches wide. No, it's a legitimate size printer and everything. But what showed up is a box of pieces that legend tells, if assembled correctly, will become a 3D printer.
Oh wow!
Oh, wow. So it's a DIY build on that. Holy cow!
So I have to assemble it. I have never done this before.
Yeah.
I will live stream it for whoever's enjoyment, because it should be a hoot.
Yeah.
Full of all sorts of shenanigans and follies. I'll film it. It'll go up on Twitch. It'll go up on YouTube. So if people want to watch me struggle and curse, then there you go.
Nice. Well, who wouldn't? Honestly, like, yeah. That sounds amazing to me.
Yeah, I may curse just as much as Brian Ibbett. Who knows?
Yeah, but you got this. If you have a problem with this, where are these guys located? I mean, you can get some repercussions if you need to fix it, right?
Yeah, you don't have to send the thing back to Spain, do you, to get it fixed?
This guy here, I have no idea where it came from.
Yeah, I'm sure that there's probably a whole secondary market of, like, I don't know, Chinese manufactured, inexpensive entry level stuff out there.
Yeah.
Is there a place where people track this stuff? I mean, I know you're going to find out firsthand, but
it's
got to be some kind of info out there, right?
There is, for this specific printer, because it's so cheap, many people have purchased it, which means there's actually a pretty good knowledge base out there. I believe there's a Facebook group devoted to making this machine work.
Yeah.
So I'm not alone, which is good.
Yeah.
But it's definitely going to need, I've been told, it's going to need some tweaking, some tuning, may need some upgrades or modifications. Also, might catch on fire. So,
geez. Okay.
That all.
So, I'm not going to let it print overnight. I'm going to leave it in the middle of the concrete floor. I'm going to have a fire extinguisher standing by. And let's be honest here. If that thing catches on fire, like, video gold. I'm almost.
Oh, yeah, exactly. The fact that it's on stream too means easy to claim it on your insurance.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
oh, I know, look, right? We can even see it right there. Mm-hmm. Here's the moment where everything goes bad.
Do you have?
Is that a Lulzbot behind you?
Yeah, Lulzbot Mini, little guy right there.
How do you like it?
It's gonna be a lot better than the one I'm about to put together. That's for sure. I love the Lulzbot. I put a flex extruder on that, so it prints flexible material. We'll have videos on that coming up soon too, and I'm super, super stoked to play with that.
So hold on, Brian, is that like the one you want?
That's the one I want. That's the mini version of the one I want. The one I want is the Lulzbot 6. But I hear such great things about Lulzbot that I've just got to do it. Just got to pull the trigger and get it.
My experience with them so far, and I helped a buddy put his TAS 6 together the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And it went together like in 10 minutes, started printing, no problem. They're just workhorses. So Taz makes a good printer.
So why is it Lulzbot? Is it supposed to be funny? Like, it's a funny name?
It's such a bad name.
It's a terrible name. I mean, look, I'm no judge of character or names, whatever, but that's a bad name.
I think there are definitely companies out there that probably wish they would have called themselves something else.
Yeah, I'm in that stuck. Boat, too.
Yeah.
I'm in that.
Which part? The chin beard or the...
The punished part.
I mean, punished props is a great name.
I think punished props is a great name. The problem is, see, I do this with frog pants all the time. People go, oh, I love that name. It just so represents who you are and what you're doing. You know, I've established a brand. Then in my head, I'm like, yeah, but it could have been this other... You know, like, I still question it. I think everyone does that at some point. You kind of have to, right?
It's okay.
I don't know. I'm really happy with my name.
Coverville is a really clever name. All right. So here's what we're going to do.
I worked real hard on it.
Yeah, that's right.
the cheap printer.
Yeah.
I'm going to track everything. So the money spent on it. So if we have to buy replacement parts, we may be able to print replacement parts, which would be kind of cool. I do think it would be cheating if I use my Ultimaker to print replacement parts for the cheap printer. So I'm going to try and avoid doing that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to track any additional money we spend on it. And more importantly, I'm going to track all the hours I spend on it. Because I'm going to try and build like a helmet with this thing, right? I want to build something really cool.
How many pieces are you going to have to do it with?
Several.
Yeah.
It's no problem. I've done that before. I can figure that out.
Several.
But the goal ultimately is I want to give people a reasonable expectation of the true cost of a low-budget 3D printer. I suspect it will mean putting many more man hours into getting this thing to work. And man hours and mental, like, health, because I'm probably going to get really angry at this thing.
Yeah.
But then I can, you know, put out a couple of videos, cover the whole thing, build something cool, and then people will say, all right, if I want to come in at $200 on a printer, what is it going to cost me really to build a cool prop? And the answer may be, well, maybe spend a little bit more money on the printer, get something a little bit more reliable just for your own mental sanity.
Sure, but at the very least, you can do this in a way that will, I don't know, like I know plenty of people, and myself included a couple of years ago, that were in this mode of like, yeah, it seems cool, but this is early, and one day this is going to be simple, like pick up an HP at Office Max, but in the meantime, I don't know, it looks complicated, I don't want to spend that kind of money. Like, you're actually doing a little public service here.
Right.
That
right.
I think people could use. So I think that's awesome. Yeah.
And if it burns, if it catches fire and burns to the ground, then the customer service or the consumer advice that I give is like, maybe get one that doesn't catch on fire.
There you go. Not bad.
Maybe just buy an Ultimaker. I don't know. Yeah. Like, the Ultimaker's never caught on fire.
Well, I think this is all really good advice. I have one tiny piece of advice for you. So we learned the hard way through Frog Pants All-Stars at Nerdtacular that you have not seen Stranger Things.
That's true.
I think this is a crime. I think it needs to be rectified. I think there is so much for you to like about that you need to watch it. So
all right. We'll make a deal then, Scott. Here's what we do.
All right.
I will watch Stranger Things if you edit all my videos.
Oh.
Deal.
Wow. Here's why I can't watch this thing is because I'm always editing videos.
I got no time for nothing else. No,
I have to edit two videos today. I just wrote it down.
Oh, man. You better get on that.
Item three on that list should be watch the first episode of Stranger Things.
Yeah. All right.
You'll get hooked and you'll love it.
Stranger Things episode one. Yeah.
It's right up your alley. If you watched any movies in the 80s when you were a kid and were like, oh, I love this thing, then it's going to be so perfect for you.
Yeah, okay. You're going to love it. Even if you didn't, I think you're going to love it. It just seems like your kind of thing.
Okay.
So, all right, we've convinced Bill to do a thing. He's convinced us to try a thing, or at least watch a thing, and then decide if we want to try a thing. Anything else you want to tell people? What do you got going now that you're kind of home and back at it? What's up on the site? Where should people be going?
All right, couple things. Got to make a recommendation for you guys. This is April Wilkerson. I just dropped a YouTube link in the old chat there. Especially, I love seeing people like her or Lynn from Darbanovar doing really like manual maker type stuff, because I think it's really cool to see women doing, you know, like concrete stuff and wood and metal and I imagine young women looking at that saying, oh, I can do all that stuff too, like I think that's super super cool. So April is a woman who does that. She built a dog pool out of concrete and stone.
Oh my.
Really cool.
That's really awesome. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's this person you're describing is way cooler than me. I can't do anything with cement except
I know.
Wonder what spilled on it. Yeah. Like yesterday, you'd be proud. So we had to get a new grill. Our old grill died and it arrived while we were gone. And it's a decent, okay, mid-range thing. It's nothing too fancy or whatever. But it came in all parts. Just a billion parts. And I looked at it and went, where's my little IKEA cartoon guy with a single tool? Like, it looked like a nightmare. Right. So Nick goes out, puts it all together, cooked two steaks, smoked something else. Like, we're going to have to keep that kid here.
you assembled your own thing. And that one's supposed to catch on fire. That's awesome.
Exactly.
Right, exactly. That one. If it doesn't, you've done something wrong.
Yeah, it's actually broken if it doesn't catch on fire. But all right. Well, see, then I've done my duty as a father.
Awesome.
Bill, congratulations, and also a belated congratulations on your new your addition to the unclehood that is now yours.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah,
brand
right.
new little baby.
Little Simon Duran. We have another boy in the family.
Yep.
Simon brother. Duran.
Simon yep. Duran.
Oh, my God. It's got, 80s glam UK pop band written all over it.
You just need Simon L. Duran, right? Because LeBron, isn't LeBron?
Right. Simon Led all Duran. Right.
Yeah.
They realized this as they were naming him, that the first kid's name was Ted, a.k.a. Theodore.
Uh-huh. All right.
Oh, Simon and Theodore.
Theodore. Amazing. And Simon. That's
so
amazing.
They're not named Alvin.
Not planning on having it. But if there's a neighborhood kid named Alvin, then they're set.
Well, if there's a third, yeah, we know what to do. Bill Duran, everybody. Dude, it was so good to see you. Take it easy. And we'll see you soon. Go edit videos, lazy slacker. All right. Well, all right then. Always good to catch up with Bill, even though we just
totally
saw him.
Totally good to catch up with Bill.
Let's call
just
in,
watching this woman like moving cement around with a rake.
Oh, is that a thing?
Video. Ooh, this the video that he linked to, the woman who's making a dog pool with cement. Just amazing work right here.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. That's all stuff it's not in my wheelhouse. But I'll tell you what is in my wheelhouse. This.
These are their stories.
Oh, I'm terrible with names.
It is Justin Robert Young, probably still in Cleveland. Where are you?
Milwaukee,
Wisconsin, cheese country, as the kids say.
How long are you there?
We're leaving in a couple hours, so we were here for a wedding.
All right, you went right from Snowbird to there?
Yeah, right from Utah to Milwaukee for a wedding in a big old basilica, and it was a fun time, very Midwestern experience.
I saw you in your suit. You looked very snappy.
Yes.
Sexy, if I'm allowed to say that word.
Yeah, you know. Nah, crap. You want to know what? Can you not send me video?
Yeah.
Maybe that'll make the connection.
Oh, I don't know how not.
Oh,
to send
yeah,
you
less
video.
Less janky.
How do I do that?
We could just turn off our video for a moment.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. So my video's off. Brian, you turn yours off.
Turning mine off. Yeah, there we go.
There we go. Is that better for you there, Justin Robert?
Do we now have a nice solid jury coming at us?
Yeah. It Sounds a little bit more cohesive.
All right, sweet. Good. Well, that was the goal. Anyway, you're just it's crazy. First of all, a couple things. One, congratulations. You hit your goal like a half hour after we launched it there at the Nerdtacular there for
yes.
for your action news, which I got to play, everybody. Totally enjoyed it. Really like it. I've got a demo pack, so I'm going to keep trying to play that with people and get people all hooked on it and out there supporting this thing. But well done so far. Already kicking butt.
Oh, cool. Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you guys so much. And everybody who played it there at Nerdtacular, everybody who's pledged, we got a bunch of really, really, really cool stuff kind of in the wings there. So keep telling people about it, keep posting about it. And, if you know anybody that has not pledged, then, now's the time to hit them up.
Yeah. And you can, I find it easily by just searching Kickstarter for Action News, but you can also go to thecontender.com and there's links there, I think. Hold on.
No, Action News Game, actionnewsgame.com.
Oh, my bad. Yep,
thecontender.us, of course, is where you can buy our last game, The Contender.
Right. But now that you're, I was in my head, I had it because now that you guys are The Contender. Wait, how does it work? The company is The Contender or whatever now, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Contender. Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, basically, we didn't want to give up all of our social media and stuff like that. So, or start new with another for another game. So now we are Contender Games,
nice.
A group of people who make games, now that we've done more than one.
There it is, actionnewsgame.com. Go there, check it out, support it, and soak in its sweet retro 70s vibe. That's my recommendation to you. Here's my second thing for you before you leave Cleveland.
Milwaukee. Again.
Milwaukee. I keep saying Cleveland. Why? I don't know why. I always conflate those two. Sorry, everyone in those two areas, you're nothing like each other. So, ooh, your website like rotates colors as I sit here and look at it. Ooh, this is turning me on. Hold on.
Dreamy.
Chat room, look at this. See, it's yellow now, but wait. Now it's orange. Oh, it's turning into some sort of deep red. That's really cool. I like that a lot. It's trippy. Anyway, Chris Christie on the beach in a chair. I need to, yeah. We got to get to the bottom of this. Can you explain to me why, A, is it a big deal? B, is it not a big deal? C, whenever he says, get used to it, I'm the governor, you can do it when you're the governor. Yet he's one of these people that always talks about elites getting away with stuff that they shouldn't and abusing their power. Blah, 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 blah. What is your take as Action News Central's chief reporter, your hot take on Chris Christie soaking it up on a beach that was closed to the public, but somehow he got to go use?
Well, you know, Chris Christie is effectively totally underwater in his approval ratings. He's incredibly unpopular. He, you know, thought he had an escape hatch with the Trump administration because he was an early backer of it. And then that didn't pan out because he tried to put Jared Kushner's dad in jail, or did put Jared Kushner's dad in jail at some point. So there apparently was a little bit of a internal rift. He now is serving out his term as the governor, being very, very, very unpopular because he does things like this where, you know, talk about optics. You know, this is the only political story being talked about on a 5-day stretch where there is no news to talk about. And part of it's because of the picture. You know, they caught him out there on the beach when he said he wasn't on the beach. Who knows if he was telling the truth and he only walked out there for 5 seconds and they just happened to get one of those 5 seconds. But, you know, he's just kind of a big old fat person sitting on the beach.
Sure,
you know,
sure,
it's funny.
Comfortable, like he's been out there for a while.
Yeah, I think more than five seconds is my thinking.
I mean, who knows? I say it's highly likely that he was out there for, you know, I think his explanation was he was going to talk to his wife and then head right back in. You know, so it seems likely that he was out there for more than 5 seconds, but we have no idea. You
doesn't,
know, there's
doesn't
there's
matter
no...
anyway. The fact that he's on the damn beach in the first place is the point. Like, great,
sure.
Five minutes, or is he back in the beach house that is, you know, exclusive to the governor, whatever state-owned thing? And, you know, like, none of these excuses sound good. He called it gotcha journalism, and my answer to that is, yeah, we freaking gotcha, dude. That's exactly right. What it is. That's what
I mean. You know, if this were some other governor who did not also have the Bridgegate thing in his past, you know, there, I think you could make, you know, a little bit more of an allowance for it. But he's got a history, right? And you know, that this is just a good lesson in reputation.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, you're just going to get stuck with stuff.
My favorite bit was how one of his excuses was, I didn't even get a tan, so I wasn't there very long. And my answer to that is, dude, you're wearing a hat and you're fully clothed, okay? You're not on the beach in a traditional way. You're sitting there like somebody's grandpa trying to stay out of the sun.
Well, yeah, no. I wanted to see him in one of those, like, Atlantic City, like, full bathing suit things. Like, you know, those old-timey steel pier, you know, like, kind of bathing suits. Yeah. I think that would be more flattering for him.
Yeah, knees.
No, the sentence that got him was a reporter asked him whether or not he got any sun. He said he did not get any sun. And then they found the picture. And so his PR flack said, yeah, he didn't get any sun. He was wearing a hat.
I hate politics so bad. This to me is just a ridiculous. I mean, look, in the larger scheme of things, he's probably not going to get reelected. He's probably maybe done for his political career. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
There's probably too much piled up and, you know, whatever. Go off into the sunset and it'll be done and done. But, oh my gosh. Like, this is coming out of Nerdtacular, which was kind of nice, to be honest. Like, 3 days of not really paying attention to any of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I missed it all.
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything dumb said by either side. I didn't hear any of the things that were going on. I missed the whole Twitter kerfuffle with Trump and the Morning Joe team and all that.
And the CNN thing.
Yeah, and the CNN thing.
Oh, the Morning Joe
thing. Yeah, the CNN thing, I guess I came home to Sunday. Yeah, the CNN GIF 4chan deal.
Right.
It was originally posted on reddit.com/r/the_Donald by Han Asshole Solo. That was the username. So that direct pipeline to the White House for Han Asshole Solo.
Yeah.
That is such a clever, clever name.
Yeah. Nothing.
Oh,
nothing.
You know, it's like Han Solo, but
an asshole.
With the word asshole in the middle.
Yeah. But it's nice middle to name. See. It's nice to
Asshole's
see.
My middle name. Don't never tell me the odds.
It's nice to see shit posters have a direct line like that. It's nice, you know. It's a good connection.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. I think I would very much prefer my president to not be posting shit posts from Reddit. But I would stop short of saying that he was like inciting violence toward journalists. Yeah, I think it was just a shit post.
Oh yeah, no. I think it's the definition of a shit post. People taking it to the extreme that this was like this. You need to now go beat up reporters. That's dumb. That's just dumb. I understand, but I don't think it. I don't think it applies here. Maybe it's because George Carlin said.
You know, sometimes the cigar is just a cigar.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Like, part of it is, you know, we're all used to what the internet is. Everything's a meme, and can be a meme, and you know, you can take otherwise completely unrelated footage of something, like somebody did immediately, and followed it up with Trump getting smacked down by a ref in probably the same wrestling match. I don't know.
So in that match. That match that initial GIF is taken from is a WrestleMania main event where Vincent Kennedy McMahon, the real-life owner of the WWE and on-screen bad guy, was in a battle of the billionaires between him and Donald Trump. They had each selected their champion, and the ref was Stone Cold Steve Austin. So at the end of that match ended with Stone Cold giving a Stone Cold Stunner to Donald Trump, as is his way. And so they put, I think it was like the FBI or something on Stone Cold's head.
Or Justice Department seal or something on his face. And it's the same. It's just like turnabout. That's the internet. And so I feel like you, me, Brian, and everybody listening to this, or a lot of people listening to this, are just used to that. And we just go blow it off. But some people outside of those circles, let's just say, I don't know, nervous reporters who aren't super internet savvy or something, they see this and they go, oh my gosh, can you believe he's inciting violence? And there's
it's even just saying, oh, I bet we can start something by saying that he's doing this by inciting violence. It's like being offended by someone's innocuous but potentially racist comment when it doesn't when it's not directly about you. It's like, oh my god, they just said something racist, everybody, you know, pile on them.
Yeah,
it seems like that kind of misdirection pile on.
Sure.
Kind
of, and also part of the problem,
Is actually there's a wine store that we go to a lot right around the corner from us, and they recently got an anonymous note left for them because they have a little cute dog that runs around the shop, and they have a little teepee for him, and they got an anonymous note saying that they really needed to understand that was cultural appropriation for the dog.
Oh man. Well, all right. So here's my main thing with this week. Something I learned. All this stuff that happened, I didn't have to witness. Instead, I was surrounded by people I like, and we were doing cool things with each other, and everybody's laughing and having a good time. And you don't have there's no time to just sit and listen to all the back and forth that is otherwise filling the airwaves. And man, that was nice. Like, it was so nice. Now, here's the question: Is that a form of, if I come home from that and go, oh, I'm going to do that from now on, I just put my focus elsewhere, F this stuff, I'm never going to check Twitter again. You know, like, if I start doing that, is that just me enjoying a moment of willful ignorance, or is that a good idea? Like,
the biggest thing that you have, you know, Nerdtacular, the culmination of a lot of hard work. Right. You know, and you are getting lost in your own creation, which I think is necessary. Otherwise, you know, we would never want to do anything if we couldn't enjoy, you know, a job well done. And so I think if there's anything, the lesson is, you know, continue to dream big. And obviously, you know, Nerdtacular is going to be something that is kind of metamorphosizing. But like, the more that you are focused on projects and creating things and enjoying them, the less you have, less time you have to kind of make little things into big things, like our shit posting president.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're probably right. Well, I enjoyed it. I can say that. And maybe that will change my perspective a little bit, because I mean, I've been the first to admit on the show, I've kind of let all that stuff get under my fingernails quite a bit in the last 6 months, and time for Scott to not let it do so much. I mean, my favorite part about this Christie stuff was the unending number of Photoshop opportunities.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because they're so amazing, Brian. Because it is, it's actually just high-res aerial photography. It's the best shot they have.
Yeah, like a drone shot or something, right?
But it's so good that they were able to zoom in reasonably and get a really good shot of him. He's against white sand, so pulling him out of that and making him
cut
transparent.
Cut it out really easily.
Yeah, so he's in the shot with Kellyanne Conway on her knees on the couch.
Look at that now. Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, he's everywhere you want him to be. He's like Verizon or whatever.
Yeah.
But wait.
No, he's just such a little Bulbasaur. You know, he's just so funny to put him all different places.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's awesome. All right. Well,
hey, can we talk about really the only thing that people want us to show are politics? Yeah. Yada yada yada. Yeah. Can we talk about
All Stars?
That my Hall of Fame career as the greatest Frog Pants All Stars competitor of all time might have come to an end in glorious and spectacular fashion.
You know, it wasn't in the spirit that I had intended for Frog Pants All Stars. So you're now a legacy player. If we ever do this again, you're legacy.
Violating the spirit of the
Frog Pants All Stars.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'll say straight up, you guys won fair and square. We really stumbled in our movie section, movie poster thing, which really bummed me out. I still don't. I don't know what happened with that Star Wars one, but it just baffles
me. Oh, poor Garrett. He was.
He must have been deer in the headlights.
It really put him on tilt for the whole rest of the game. Like entire rest of the game. Poor Garrett was on tilt.
Yeah, big time. It was a thing of beauty to watch you guys kind of nail the rest of it. I still say there's something to Carter never having scored for a losing team. There's something there.
Right.
I don't know what it is, but there's, you know, I'm not a superstitious guy, but
I mean, basically it just means that the team on the right always wins.
Yeah, because she's always on the right, right? Or no, on the left.
Never,
our left.
I've never had.
Yeah.
Right, our left, but I've never had Tristan. You know, on the far side.
Yeah. So I don't know if there's anything to that, but it bugged me. It's still bugging
me
a little
bit.
Or we
knew all the answers. There's also that. Like, if we're just going to be populating possible things,
yeah,
not occurred.
Possibly. I liked your
Occam's razor here. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
We're doing Occam's razor?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, we could do that. No, or it's a curse, right? Or it's a magical, mystical core.
Get one or the other. Here's what I'd say. My advice to you is get your crap together on the Belcher girls and which one's which, man. Jeez. How much Bob's Burgers you got to watch before you know who Tina or Louise is? Jeez.
Okay. Hey. Number one, I feel like I'm okay leaving that one on the table.
I love that show. Sure. All right, no, that was fair enough. I mean, look, I don't want to say that I'm really good at that, but, you know, figuring out Slash of Guns N' Roses is a pretty impressive feat.
That was very impressive. That was
really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm wondering, I mean, Slash and Ming the Merciless were the two that I thought would be the hardest, and that's why I made them the last two, so that you guys would have the longest time trying to figure them out. We handed those out randomly. I didn't want it to be like, yeah, make sure you give so-and-so the Ming the Merciless and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Do you think you would have been able, as a Flash Gordon fan, do you think you would have been able to figure out Ming the Merciless?
I'm pretty sure I would have been lost on Ming. I don't think I could have done it. And I'm actually pretty sure I wouldn't have gotten the Klingon either.
Oh, really? No, I think you would have, because that Batleth was
I think you would have gotten the Klingon. I'm curious to know whether or not I would have gotten the Demogorgon. That was really...
Yeah.
Because that's something that I almost feel like I could have gotten.
I think you would have gotten it.
That's all.
Yeah, you'd have definitely got it better than Bill, who hadn't seen it, so he had no reference for that thing.
Yeah.
I think you probably would have had a better chance. What got me with Slash was mostly the hat, because it was either Tom Petty or him. Honestly, I felt like it was 50-50 when I said the name. But it had to be somebody who wears a big, dumb top hat. And the guitar. Mm-hmm. Oh, so it was a combination of there's a guitar in his hands. At least I thought it was a guitar.
Yeah.
And that. The one part I was really fishy about was there's a weird thing sticking out of his face, like a little dingly thing, like a little wiener.
Right.
And I was like, what is this? And for the long, until I opened my eyes, I was like, oh, it's a cigarette. He's got a freaking cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
Right.
And then I went, wait, Pop Toys can have cigarettes? Like, I was starting to freak out a little bit about who Pop Toys are for. But anyway.
That's a good point, because I don't think any of the Logan Pop Toys will you know, are allowed to have a cigar, but that's very much a Logan thing, at least a
Well, sometimes
an old comic book Logan.
As Jury says, sometimes a cigar is just a cigar.
Just a cigar.
There you go. All right. Well, yeah, well done. You won, and I'll take it. It's fine. I'm not usually the one in the final anyway, or if I am, I'm on your team, and this time it just worked out that way. So it's all good. Justin.
I mean, I'm just saying it actually is really disappointing if it doesn't happen again, because like there are very, very few things in this world that I'm as good at as the Frog Pants All Stars. So I'm already missing the existence of them.
Well, we're working hard to make it a regular thing on this show as a monthly product as part of our patron thing, and when that happens, that involves a lot of fine folk, including you. So. Yeah, it may live on in a slightly different form, but a form nonetheless. And it may, who knows, it may happen on a stage again, everybody. I never say never to anything, especially, right. You know, food. Justin Robert Young, you have anything you'd like the people to do? I mean, we've given them links, but you can do it again. What would you like?
Yeah, there we go. Just actionnewsgame.com. Go ahead and check it out now. It is doing really, really well, and we're super excited to kind of get back on the promo trail once everybody gets back to work on Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm going to a pool later today. I'm very excited about that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
No one there will be, though, because I'm white and ugly. all right. Have fun. Say hi to Ash, and we'll talk to you later. There he goes. Bye, Justin. Oh, Brian, I'm going to send you a video again. You can.
Oh,
do
yeah,
the
I'll
same.
Send you a video. How about that?
Yeah, see, we can make it work, guys. We can we can fix things as we need to. Why am I so slunched? Look at me here. Look at this. Look at my
video. Yeah, sit up straight.
What? I'm down here. I can't quite hear you. Hold on. Oh, that's much better now. I can hear and see everybody. Hey, let's maybe I'll move my camera. That'll help. There we go. That's it for the show. We've done it. I meant to read an email for Bill. I'll save it for next week, but
There's
something about that cosplay Melee show on Sci-Fi Channel.
Never even heard of it. I need to check that out.
I haven't either, and so I was wondering if it was being made or maybe it was already done, and I forgot to ask him. Dang it. It's all right. We'll do it next Tuesday. Excuse me. Hey, I have a piece of PSA here for you. Core, the show I do about Heroes of the Storm with Bo Schwartz and John Jagger, is not tonight. Normally, it's Tuesday nights. It is being bumped for the holiday. We'll be doing fireworks stuff tonight. So if you want to catch Core, we moved it to tomorrow night, same time. So Core will be tomorrow at 7 p.m. We got a new hero to talk about. Stukov from the StarCraft universe is now coming to Heroes of the Storm. He looks like a total utter badass. Mm. Cannot wait to talk about him. So if you're interested in that sort of stuff, check out Core tomorrow. You can find details and the feeds and all that stuff over at frogpants.com/core. Right. Patreon.com/TMS is where you can support this show. Big thanks to everyone who does. It is crucial to have you there, and we really, really appreciate it. Frogpants.com/TMS for all our other links, contact details, and more. That's emails, Twitters, all that stuff. All right, Brian. I assume that you have not forgotten that at the end of the show, we have another song.
Oh, I thought there was something, one more thing. Darn it. All right, well, we'll just use this one right here.
Okay.
This one comes to us from Albert, who says, good day, Statler. Oh, tune out now, Bob Pedersen. Good day, Statler and Waldorf. July 31st will mark 5 years since my father passed away. His favorite holiday was Independence Day. Every year we would have a big cookout, and we watched the local fireworks show from our yard. We lived about 5 minutes from where they were launched. And after the fireworks were over, we then watched the ensuing traffic jam that always happened. We lived on the corner of a main road and a side street, and the section of the side street next to our house was only wide enough for 1.5 cars. Someone would always try to turn in the side street and get stuck. After watching the chaos for about 90 minutes, my dad would go out in the street with a whistle and direct traffic. Love that.
Wow.
So in honor of my father's favorite holiday, would you be so kind and play my father's favorite song, My Way? His favorite version was by Frank Sinatra, but any version will do. Thanks, Albert from Maryland.
Nice.
That's so cool. Such a great story. I love that. You know, it's really hard after hearing a story like that to listen to the Sid Vicious version of My Way from the Sex Pistols. Yeah. So we won't do that one. Let's have one that's a little more true to the version done by Frank Sinatra. By the way, he wasn't the first person to do My Way. I know it's always associated with Frank Sinatra, but it was originally written by a guy named Claude Francois in France. Kind of obvious. If you get a name like Claude Francois, you're going to be from France.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Anka did the original lyrics, the Americanization of the lyrics. So he's another person that kind of can consider this original. But how about this one right here? This is Seth MacFarlane. Yes, it's Brian doing a version of My Way.
He's so good, though. He's such a great singer. It's incredible.
He really is. He knows the crooner style. He did this for the soundtrack of that film that you watched called Sing. About the animal American Idol.
It's a good movie, by the way.
I just can't bring myself to do it. Maybe I'll watch it.
I think you'd
work
love
towards it.
It
by watching Trolls.
I think you would really like it. It's like genuinely not just good, but the music is great. Like, I think you'd like it. I think you should watch it. I really do.
Maybe. All right, maybe. This is My Way by Seth MacFarlane from the 2016 film Sing. Here it is.
All right, here it is. If only if I can push it. Here it is. I'm pushing it now. See you guys tomorrow. Come on back, won't you?
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear and state my case, which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I've traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. Had my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing. To think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a mouse, what has he got, if not himself?
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Grip the shaft and work the balls.
Oh,